Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem by Ram Goldar and the Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Hey. The third parak called Slamim. The Zichud Masechta Avodah Zarah program has been dedicated to Zichud Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem Alav Hashalom and Zichud Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin Alav Hashalom. May the neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states that if Gentiles worship mountains or hills, hen mutarin umasha alehen asurin, the mountains and the hills are permitted, but adornments on them are prohibited because the pasuk says, "Osachmut kesev azav alehem," you shall not desire the silver and gold that is on them, implying they themselves are permitted. Riosi Galili Darshan is a different pasuk, Elohim Oharim. They're gods on the mountains, V'lo Oharim Elohim. But the mountains themselves are not their gods. Still, an Asherah tree is prohibited, Mifnei Sheyesh Batfisas Yedei Adam, because it has the involvement of a man's hand, meaning it was planted by man, which can become prohibited. The Gemara asks what the dispute is between these Tanaim, since they both permit the mountains themselves and prohibit that which is on them. Reish Lakish says they disagree if tzipui har kahar, plating of a mountain is considered like the mountain. The Tanna Kamma prohibits it because the pasuk he quotes prohibits anything on the mountains, but Rabbi Yossi Galili permits it because it is batal to the mountain and only prohibits detached adornments. Point number two, Rav Sheshes says that all Tanaim agree that the plating of a mountain is not like a mountain and is prohibited. Rather, they disagree about Ilan Shenata'o Ubasof Avadu, a tree which one planted without intending to worship it and eventually worshipped it. The Tanna Kamma permits it and Rabbi Yossi HaGalili prohibits it. He included this with his otherwise superfluous clause that anything which has the involvement of a man's hand is prohibited. The Gemara adds that Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda also prohibits even trees which are planted and only later worshipped. He derives that trees become asbah hanah from the pasuk v'asherehem tisifun be'esh, and their asherahs you shall burn in the fire. The Rabbanan who permit trees which were worshipped only after being planted say that this pasuk teaches to prohibit ilan shenata'o mitchila kach, a tree which one planted originally for this purpose of idolatry. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda agrees and derives from an additional pasuk, v'asherehem tigadeun, and their asherahs you shall cut down, to prohibit even trees which were not planted for idolatry and were only later worshipped. And point number three, the Gemara explains that the Rabban Darshan, v'asherehem tigadeun, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi teaching, gidui avodos kochavim kodmin l'kivush Eretz Yisrael, cutting down idolatrous items precedes conquering Eretz Yisrael, and kibush Eretz Yisrael kodum labir avodos kochavim, conquering Eretz Yisrael precedes completely eradicating idolatrous items. Similarly, Rabbi Yosef taught a brisa darshaning, v'nitatz dem es mitzvochasam, v'hanach, and you shall break apart their idols, but leave the broken pieces, v'shibartem es matzevosam, v'hanach, and you shall shatter their pillars, but leave the pieces. Since the pieces certainly cannot be left and must be burned, Rav Huna explains this means to redof v'akokach srof, chase the idolaters of Eretz Yisrael, and afterwards burn the idols. So once again, the three topics are, number one, the next Mishnah states that if Gentiles worship mountains or hills, hen mutarin umasha alehen asurin, the mountains and hills are permitted, but adornments on them are prohibited because the pasuk says, osachmut kesev azahav alehem, you shall not desire the silver and gold that is on them, implying they themselves are permitted. Riosi Galili Darshan is a different pasuk, Elohim Oharim, they're gods on the mountains, v'lo Oharim Elohim, but the mountains themselves are not their gods. Still, an Asherah tree is prohibited, Mifnei Sheyesh Batfisas Yedei Adam, because it has the involvement of a man's hand, meaning it was planted by man, which can become prohibited. The Gemara asks what the dispute is between these Tanaim, since they both permit the mountains themselves and prohibit that which is on them. Reish Lakish says they disagree if tzipui har kahar, plating of a mountain is considered like the mountain. The Tanna Kamma prohibits it because the pasuk he quotes prohibits anything on the mountains, but Rabbi Yossi Galili permits it because it is batal to the mountain and only prohibits detached adornments. Point number two, Rav Sheshes says that all Tanaim agree that the plating of a mountain is not like a mountain and is prohibited. Rather, they disagree about Ilan Shenata'o Ubasof Avadu, a tree which one planted without intending to worship it and eventually worshipped it. The Tanna Kamma permits it and Rabbi Yossi HaGalili prohibits it. He included this with his otherwise superfluous clause that anything which has the involvement of a man's hand is prohibited. The Gemara adds that Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda also prohibits even trees which are planted and only later worshipped. He derives that trees become asbah hanah from the pasuk v'asherehem tisifun be'esh, and their asherahs you shall burn in the fire. The Rabbanan who permit trees which were worshipped only after being planted say that this pasuk teaches to prohibit ilan shenata'o mitchila kach, a tree which one planted originally for this purpose of idolatry. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda agrees and derives from an additional pasuk, "Va'ashereihem tigadeun," and their asheres you shall cut down, to prohibit even trees which were not planted for idolatry and were only later worshipped. And point number three, the Gemara explains that the Rabban Darshan, "Va'ashereihem tigadeun," like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi teaching, "Gidui avodas kochavim kodmin lekibush Eretz Yisrael." Cutting down idolatrous items precedes conquering Eretz Yisrael, and Kibush Eretz Yisrael, Kodum Labir Avodas Chochamim, conquering Eretz Yisrael precedes completely eradicating idolatrous items. Similarly, Rav Yosef taught a brisa darshaning, "V'nitatz them es mitzvochasam, v'hanach," and you shall break apart their idols, but leave the broken pieces, "V'shibartem es matzevosam, v'hanach," and you shall shatter their pillars, but leave the pieces. Since the pieces certainly cannot be left and must be burned, Rav Huna explains this means to "Radov v'achokach srof," chase the idolaters of Eretz Yisrael, and afterwards burn the idols. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Mem Hey, and our standard Siman is Manishtana, Manishtana. So here goes. After one son asks, "Manishtana, the mountains that are worshipped are not Aser, but the gold plating that is on them is prohibited," and then his twin brother asked, "Manishtana, why is a tree that was planted without intent to worship it and then worshipped is a Malchuchus if it's Aser?" His father explained the story of the Exodus until the conquest of Eretz Yisrael, and the order by which they destroyed Avodah Zorah and conquered the land. Once again, slow motion. After one son asked, "Manishtana, Manishtana, that must more on Daf Mem Hey." After one son asked, "Manishtana, the mountains that are worshipped are not Aser, but the gold plating that is on them is prohibited," which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if Gentiles worship mountains or hills, "Hen mutarnu mashalein asurin," the mountains and hills are permitted, but adornments on them are prohibited, because the pasuk says, "Osach mut kesev v'zav alehem," you shall not desire the silver and gold that is on them, implying they themselves are permitted. Rabbi Yosi Aglili darshans a different pasuk, "Elohim Alaharim," their gods on the mountains, "V'Alaharim Elohim," but the mountains themselves are not their gods. So after one son asked, "Manishtana, the mountains that are worshipped are not Aser, but the gold plating that is on them is prohibited," and then his twin brother asked, "Manishtana, why is a tree that was planted without intent to worship it and then worshipped is a Malchuchus if it's Aser?" Which reminds us, Rav Sheshet says that all Tanaim agree that the plating of a mountain is not like a mountain and is prohibited. Rather, they disagree about a tree which one planted without intending to worship it and eventually worshipped it. The Tanakhama permits it, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili prohibits it. So after one son asked, "Manishtana, the mountains that are worshipped are not Aser, but the gold plating that is on them is prohibited," and then his twin brother asked, "Manishtana, why is a tree that was planted without intent to worship it and then worshipped is a Malchokas if it's Aser?" His father explained the story of the Exodus until the conquest of Eretz Yisrael, and the order by which they destroyed Avodah Zorah and conquered the land, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the sequence of destroying Avodah Zorah in the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. So once again, after one son asked, "Manishtana, that mountains that are worshipped are not Aser, but the gold plating that is on them is prohibited," and then his twin brother asked, "Manishtana, why is a tree that was planted without intent to worship it and then worshipped is a Malchuchus if it's Aser?" His father explained the story of the Exodus until the conquest of Eretz Yisrael, and the order by which they destroyed Avodah Zorah and conquered the land. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Memov, so the Siman Daf Memov is a grandma. So here goes. The grandma, grandma, that must more on Daf Memov. The grandma who proudly displayed Shibreit Slamim in her Sveika collection, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, a motzin Shibreit Slamim, if one finds broken pieces of images, hayil mutarin, they are permitted. Matzah tavnis yadu, tavnis rego, if he found a figure of a hand or a foot, they are prohibited because such items are worshipped in that form. Shmuel teaches that the Mishnah's first ruling does not only mean to permit broken slamim, which are not known to have been worshipped, and therefore are sveika, a double suffix, since they may have never been worshipped, and even if they were, they may have been nullified when broken. So the grandma who proudly displayed Shibreit Slamim in her Sveika collection pointed to her Goyishan neighbor's idol outside her window, whose head blew off in the wind and was still forbidden. And which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Avodas Kochavim Shinishtabra Me'eleha, an idol which broke on its own, meaning it was not shattered intentionally by a person. Rabbi Yochanan says, Asura Dehalobatla, it's still forbidden because the Akum did not necessarily nullify it, merely because it broke. Reish Lakish says, Murteres Mistama Bituli Mevatla, it's permitted because presumably he nullified it, because he says to himself, it could not even save itself from breaking. Can it save me? So the grandma, who proudly displayed Shibreit Slamim in her Sveika collection, pointed to her Goyishan neighbor's idol outside her window, whose head blew off in the wind and was still forbidden, and explained to her friend that it was because Ein Safik Motzmi Dei Vadai, it was certainly worshipped, and it's only a Safik if it was nullified, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan explains further that broken tzelamim are permitted because they may not have been worshipped, and even if they were, they may have been nullified when they broke. But a broken idol known to have once been worshipped is prohibited because they definitely worshipped it previously. Who says that he nullified it when it broke? Havi safek uvadai. It's thus a case of a safek against a vadai. Ve'ein safek motzi midei vadai. And an uncertainty cannot remove something from its prior certain status. Daf Mem Beis. So the Simmer Daf Mem Beis is a mobster. So here goes. The Jewish mobsters. Mobsters? That must mean we're on Daf Mem Beis. The Jewish mobster is on a mission to rid the town of Avodah Zorah, flatten the nose of an idol, which reminds us, Reish Lakish, who says an idol which is broken is nullified, was challenged from a brayso, which teaches that an Akum can nullify his own idol or another Akum's idol by damaging it, but a Yisrael cannot nullify an Akum's idol. According to Reish Lakish, the idol should be nullified automatically since it was broken. Abaye answers, Shebchasa, the case is where the Yisrael only struck it and dented it, but no part was broken off. So the Jewish mobster is on a mission to rid the town of Avodah Zorah, flatten the nose of an idol that was standing next to some vegetables fertilized from the nearby Asherah's tree, fallen leaves, which reminds us, Reish Lakish's challenge from a mission was discussing planting vegetables under an Asherah, a worship tree. Rabbi Yossi says one may not even plant vegetables under it during the winter, although the Asherah shade is harmful because its leaves fall upon them and fertilize them, resulting in a benefit from the forbidden tree. According to Reish Lakish, the leaves should be permitted as an idol which broke on its own. The Gemara answers that this case is different because the main part of the idol, meaning the tree, remains intact and is not nullified, so the leaves also are prohibited. So the Jewish mobster is on a mission to rid the town of Avodah Zorah, flatten the nose of an idol that was standing next to some vegetables fertilized from the nearby Asherah's tree, fallen leaves, and threw all the kelim with sun and moon engravings they had collected into the Yam HaMelech, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one finds utensils, Ba'alem, Tzuras Chama, Tzuras Levana, Tzuras Drakon, and upon them is a figure of the sun, the moon, or a dragon, Yolichem L'Yam HaMelech, he should bring them to the Dead Sea and throw them in. Mishum Gamliel says, Sha'al Mechubadim Asurin, those figures which are undignified kelim are prohibited, but Sha'al Hamuvuzin Mutarin, those on undignified kelim are permitted because they were presumably not worshipped. The Gemara explains that although they worship many kinds of idols, but regarding forming an image on a keli and worshipping it, only these three designs, the chashive, which are prominent, do they design onto a utensil and worship, but regarding other designs, they make them merely for ornamental purposes. Daf Mem Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. The popular Avodah Zorah magazine. Magazine? That must be on Daf Mem Gimel. The popular Avodah Zorah magazine with a picture on the cover of a rabbi slapping a goy, Dimimavato, Avodah Zorah, which reminds us, Rav Yehoshua ben Levi reported that he was once walking behind Rabbi Elazar Kapar and he found a ring with the figure of a dragon. He met an Akum who was a katan and said nothing, and then met an adult Akum and instructed him to nullify the idol, but he did not. Blazer slapped him, and he nullified it. The Gemara proves three laws of Bittel from this incident. Number one, an Akum may nullify any idol, even someone else's. Number two, only one familiar with the details of idolatry may be bevato an idol. Therefore, the katan could not nullify it. Number three, an idolater could nullify an idol even when coerced, like this Akum was forced to nullify the found idol. So the popular Avodah Zorah magazine, with a picture on the cover of a rabbi slapping a goy, Dimimavato, Avodah Zorah, featured a story about how a rabbi used a tablet with various images of the moon on it to determine Rosh Chodesh, which reminds us, the mission states from Gamliel had forms of various phases of the moon on a tablet on the wall, and would ask witnesses to the new moon if they saw it like one shape or another. The Gemara asks that making such shapes is forbidden. Losasuniti, you shall not make with me, which teaches you shall not make images of my servants who serve before me. So the popular Avodah Zorah magazine with a picture on the cover of a rabbi slapping a goy, Dimimavato, Avodah Zorah, featured a story about how a rabbi used a tablet with various images on the moon on it to determine Rosh Chodesh, and a back page advertisement from Ephraim's engraving selling signet rings that are chosim, v'laboet, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda owned a signet ring, and Shmuel told him, Shinana, same ene didain, sharp one, blind this one's eyes, meaning destroy the image. A Jew may not even own an image, so how did Rabbi Gamliel own images of the moon? The Gemara says that the above prohibition only applies to chosam abolet, a protruding signet, mishum chashda, and it's because of suspicion that its owner worships it. A braisa prohibits wearing such a ring, but permits stamping a seal with it because the wax image does not protrude. Daf mem dalet, so the symbol daf mem dalet is mud. So here goes. The king who is splattered with mud, that must be on daf mem dalet. The king who is splattered with mud mixed with crushed idols, which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, Sochek v'zoro l'ruach or matil yam. One may grind an idol and scatter it to the wind or throw it into the sea. The Chachamim argue that if so, it will become fertilizer and the pasuk prohibits benefiting from idols in any way. Rabbi Yossi attempts to bring proofs from Moshe crushing the egwa zahav and from Chizkiyahu who ground the nachash ha-nachoshes. So, the king who was splattered with mud mixed with crushed idols went to the bathhouse to wash off his crown and miraculously shaped head, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a background to David HaMelech's crown and how, according to one opinion, it miraculously fit his head and of those who were fitting for Malchus. So the king who was splattered with mud mixed with crushed idols went to the bathhouse to wash off his crown and miraculously shaped head and explained why he was bathing in a place that houses an idol, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, an idolater challenged Gamliel for bathing in the bathhouse of the idol Aphrodite, and he replied that it's forbidden to answer in a bathhouse. Later he explained, Anigo basi begvula, I did not come into her domain, he ba'a begvuli, she came into my domain. Rabbi Gamliel gives other reasons as well. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do we discuss how Rabbi Gamliel could have images of the moon on a tablet? That's on daf Mem Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which daf to discuss the sequence of destroying Avodah Zorah in the conquest of Eretz Yisrael? That's on daf Mem Hei.
Good. Number 3.
Which daf to learn about Rabbi Gamliel bathing in the bathhouse of Aphrodite and his explanations for why it was permitted? That's on daf Mem Dalet.
Good. Number 4.
Which daf to learn that Shivrei Tzlamim, which were not known to have been worshipped, are mutter because of a sveika? That's on daf Mem Aleph.
Good. Number 5.
Which stuff to discuss planting under an asherah tree where the leaves of the tree fall off and fertilize the vegetables below? That's on daf Mem Beis.
Good. Number 6.
Which stuff do we have machlokes regarding what the din is of a tree which one planted without intending to worship it and then eventually worshipped it? That's on daf Mem Hei.
Good. Number 7.
Which daf do we learn 3 things about Bittul from the incident with Rabbi Ezra HaKapar, who forced an Akum to mevavato a lost idol? That's on daf Mem Gimel.
Good. Number 8.
Which daf do we learn the broken idols are prohibited because ain't safek motzi midei vadai? That's on daf Mem Aleph.
Good. Number 9.
Which daf do we learn the mountains which are worshipped remain permitted, but what is on them is prohibited? That's on daf Mem Hei.
Good. Number 10.
Which stuff do we discuss if all tzlamim are prohibited or only those with objects in their hands? That's on daf Mem.
Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.